For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God.
Praise the Lord, saints of the Most High God, people of the world. This is Pastor Dowell of the Church of Jesus Christ, which is the House of Prayer. We are coming to you today from Lafayette, Tennessee, located northeast of the city of Nashville. We bless all of you today, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The King is coming. Bless you all. This is Pastor Dow.
And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Well, no doubt many of you have a question in your mind. Pastor Dow, what in the world is passivity? Well, passivity is something that hits every believer. Matter of fact, it's so much prevalent in the church today that even now, because we don't even know what it is, shows that we have actually been inundated and overran by the spirit of passivity. Passivity is that cessation of the active exercise of the will and control over the spirit, the soul, and the body, or either, as it may be, the case. Passivity can best be summed up as it is the practical counterfeit of the surrender of God. You see, you, brothers and sisters out there that are believers in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and especially those of you who get pleasure out of looking for his appearing the second time that he's going to come. Many of us today, as members of the one body of Christ, we don't use the faculties, the mental faculties that our Father has given to us. And when we don't use what the Father has given unto us, especially after we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we fall into the condition of passivity, which enables a whole host of evil, wicked, demonic spirits to deceive us. And not only that, our own heart to deceive us. And when they do that, they can possess any part of our mind that they can, because our will is totally surrendered to their will. Well, I guess one way I can sum up the word passivity is by this story that the Father was trying to give to us, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to get us to understand the need of us as Christians to be laboring in the hour that we're in. Matthew chapter 20, starting at verse 1. Listen to this story. Listen real good, because it's going to give you an insight to the rest of this message.
For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you.
Now, what's amazing to me is that who do you think that the Father is talking about, or who you think that the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is referring to? Because we are the laborers here in this last hour of this day. But as we continue to listen on, listen, because he is really, truthfully, get into something.
Then said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle?
Now isn't that amazing? Notice the word that he is using right here. Why are you standing here? How long? All the day, how long? Idle. Why are you standing here so barren, brothers and sisters? Why are you standing here free from labor? while you are standing here at leisure, soaking up the rays of the sun without using any of the mental and physical faculties that our Father has given you, especially when we know that we are in the last hour. Why are you free from labor? Why are you standing here at leisure? Why are you spiritually lazy? Why are you shunning the labor which one should perform? Listen, brothers and sisters, listen to me. Jesus says the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Now, the question today is where are you at in this last hour laborer? Do you know how many of you out there have no idea that when Jesus was talking about the 11th hour, do you know that there was only one more hour left until the clock struck midnight? Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means? You see, brothers and sisters, we are at the end of time. And I don't know what spirit is inundating the church more than the spirit of passivity or the idle mind. You know, that mind of complacency, that mind of nothingness, that mind of idleness, that mind where nothing is going on in it at all but the onslaught of hell. You see, just when you think that there's a place of safety because nothing is going on in your mind, or it seems like that there's nothing in you dating your mind, or anything is coming against the spirit of your mind, you have actually set yourself up to be used as a tool for the enemy. You see, Jesus told us he would rather that we would either be hot or cold. But because we're lukewarm, he was going to spew us right out of his mouth. Now, the word passivity comes from the root word passive, which means not active at all, or a mind that's not even affected by action at all. You know, it is a very sad, sad condition. It has to do with the spirit of your mind not doing the things that the Father requires for you to do. Well, what is passivity? Basically, passivity, to sum it all up in a nutshell, it's the idle mind. Now, let's hear what the Bible says about our mind and the way that our mind should be.
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
You know why? Because that mind did not want to partake in anything of the divine nature nor the divine will of Almighty God. You see, the mind is a, you know, we often heard this statement before, it's a terrible thing to waste. And you know what? The Christians of today, they are wasting the substance of their mind. You see, the Bible tells us to be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Did you hear that? And the Bible said that they that are after the flesh, they do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. Why? Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. And neither indeed can be. You see, this mind will not allow you to serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in his full capacity because it's too busy being idled. Now, who have known the mind of the Lord and who at any time have been his counselor? And is he that searcheth the heart, and is him that knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. You see, brothers and sisters, the time that we're living in right now, the Father is requiring for us to be sober-minded. And the only way our mind can be sobered is it has to be and it must be filled with the Word of God. The Word of God has to be a part of our soul, has to be a part of our mind, has to be a part of our will, has to be a part of our emotions. All of the dictates, all of the mandates, and everything that comes our way has to be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, the Word of God. In Acts chapter 20, verse 19, it said that they were serving the Lord with all humility of mind. Did you hear that? How they do it? Humbleness of mind. They didn't stand by idle. They didn't let their mind just sit there and do nothing. Do you know that we have got a great commission upon us? And there are many of us that we're afraid because we're standing up idle to tell anybody about Jesus Christ, to mention the second coming of the Lord, to tell them that if they don't get saved, to tell them they don't get right, that they're going to a burning hell. Do you understand what's going on in the time that we're living in, brothers and sisters? There are evil, wicked, demonic forces that are after the spirit of our mind. Do you understand that? Do you know that? Do you understand the fight and the warfare that is going on? There's an enemy that desires to pull you away from the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. He don't want you nowhere near the word. He don't want you thinking on the word. He surely don't want you praising Jesus because of the word. He don't want you even to meditate on the word. You see, we are in a press here today, and we have got to enter into the press, because that's one way that we can show that we love the Lord. And the Bible sums it up like this in Mark, the 12th chapter, verse 30.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment.
So the question is, brothers and sisters, how are we doing when the Bible says that the way that you love the Lord thy God, and thou shalt do it with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy, look at this, mind. Do you understand how much idleness of time we have on us on a daily basis? I mean, every single day we're inundated with something that is drawing away the spirit of our minds from the Lord. And that passive mind is going to damn many, because it will not allow you to serve the Lord in the fullest of capacity. You know, there are many, many ways that the believers are deceived in the hour that we're living in right now. There are so many people that believe that they're surrendered to the will of God that they don't even use their mind to even think at all. Do you understand the reason why they can't think at all? Because they have not placed nowhere in their mind. They have not replaced that cardinal mind and that cardinal thinking with the word of God. Do you understand that when you were born again, that the God, he saved your spirit, but the cleansing of your soul and your body, he leaves it all up to you. And do you know that your soul consists of your mind, your will, and your emotions, which every last one of them have to be subject to the law of God? And you see, brothers and sisters, there are people that are telling you, you have to study to show yourself approved. The Bible tells you that ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord. There are many, many things that many Christians, many of you could be doing here in this last hour, but you're not doing it because your mind is idle. There's going to be many of you that's going to be like the five foolish virgins. You knew where to go. You knew where to buy, but you didn't go and you didn't buy. And the time is coming that is going to require for you to go and buy, and it's going to be too late because we're already in the last hour of the day. You see, brothers and sisters, my only desire that why I am here on the radio is to tell you the truth and lie not, to speak the truth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so that you can be equipped for the things that are getting ready to transpire and take place on the face of this planet Earth right here before our eyes. Do you know that Christians, I'm talking about the ones that are true and the ones that are faithful and the ones that are honest, do you know that they can be deceived by Satan and his deceiving spirits like many, many other people can? Just because that you are all of that, that don't mean that you can't be deceived. You see, when a man becomes born again, when he receives the new nature of the regeneration of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the new life by the regenerating power of the Spirit given to him, because he trusts in the atoning work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there's also something that does not take place at that time. Do you know what that is? At that time, you do not receive the fullness of the knowledge of God. Neither do you receive all the knowledge of the enemy that is set before us. That's why we got this book, this Holy Bible that is set in front of us. That's why we got this lifestyle that we have to live and lead every single day. You see, the mind, which is by nature, is a darkened place. It is under a veil, and that veil was created by Satan. Well, how was that veil created by Satan, Pastor Dow? Well, it was created by Satan at the fall of man when he relinquished his right of authority here upon the face of the earth. Yeah, but we've been born again. Yeah, it's amazing. You're born again and you stuff, and you know what? You still ain't living for Christ. Your mind still ain't serving the Lord. You're doing everything else but serving Christ. Isn't that something? You know why? That's why the Bible tells we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We have to every single day walk this life, live this life, testify this life. We have to fast. We have to pray. We have to study the word. We have to study to show ourselves approved. You see, all this sounds basic and elementary, but I can tell you one thing, the powers of hell, isn't it amazing how when you set yourself to read the Bible at night, then all of a sudden you find yourself going to sleep. And you purposed in your heart that you're going to read a few chapters. And then all of a sudden, wham, there you are asleep. You know the reason why? Because there are demonic spirits. There are demonic imps that are constantly fighting and warring against the spirit of your mind. Why? Because the Bible says it knows that you have to be renewed by the spirit of your mind. And them demons, they see that you're trying to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And brothers and sisters, let me admonish you to gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be bought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Enter into the press. Don't let complacency and apathy and lack of servitude of really truthful love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't let that spirit of complacency and apathy keep you from serving the Lord, because it will do it. It will, if it hasn't already been doing it. Now, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And we have to have a determined, made up mind that we're going to serve the Lord. You see, in this story over here of these last hour labors, because they came in at the 11th hour, only one more hour to go to labor. It's amazing what took place in this story. You see, Christians, we got a job to do, and this battle is for souls. And don't you ever forget that. Listen to what Jesus said. Matthew chapter 20, verse 7.
They say unto him, because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive.
Now, isn't that amazing? Now get on out there and get to work, Christians. You got a job to do. You got a devil to fight, Satan and his demonic imps and devils and minions. You've got a lot to do out there. Then there are people that are being constantly wrestled and waged war against by the enemy on a daily basis. And you as Christians out there, you're sitting by idly and you're not doing what the Father commanded, told you to do. Many of you worried about breaking relations because of the mentioning of Jesus Christ. You mean to tell me that many of y'all are that ashamed of Jesus where you can't even mention his name, even around the heathen? Lord help us in this hour that we're living in. But look what he said in the 8th verse of Matthew chapter 20.
So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first.
Now you do know that the Lord said that the first is going to be last, and the last shall be first. You see, here we are in this last hour right here, and the Lord is getting ready to pay the ones that have been out there in the vineyard, the one that's actually been out there laboring for the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he's going to pay the last first and the first last. Now, I want you to see the type of spirit that is on many of us in the world and many of us in the church right now. Because, you know, there are many of you out there that the Father, he tried to use you. He tried to use you a long time ago to get this word out. He tried to use you a long time ago to get out there in this vineyard and go out there and labor, because there are souls that need to be saved. To go out there because the Father is telling you, and he would give you the words to speak to everyone that you come to meet. But today, there's some type of spirit that is stifling the mouth, stifling the mind. I tell you what it is. It's the spirit of passivity. It's the spirit of the idle mind. It's the spirit that where a Christian believes that he cannot be deceived. So as a result, there ain't nothing out there burning up and nothing ain't burning. But you know what? The time is going to come that everybody that didn't do what the Lord told them to do, there's going to be a lot of burning, and it's going to be burning forever and ever in all of eternity in hell fire and hell flame. Now, what's amazing about this story was is that everybody that was hired, everybody that was born again, everybody that was called of the regeneration of the new birth, everybody that has been born again and that has become a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, they all receive the same amount of pay. Verse 9.
And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny.
Everybody received the same amount of pay. All right, now, look at here. Here we are in verse 10.
But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny.
You know the reason why? Because they've been saved longer than everybody else. But now you look and see. Here we are in the last hour. You evidently should see, and you evidently should come to the determination that it don't matter how long you've been saved. It don't matter how long. The majority you've been saved for a long time, you still ain't done nothing for the Lord. You waiting for everybody else to do something. You know there's plenty that the Christians can be doing, even behind the scenes. You don't have to be out there to be seen to help out the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's many, many things you can do. You could pray. You could fast. class. You could support the ministries. You could do everything out there. Hey, you could feed the sick. You could clothe them that don't have any clothes. You could put shoes on the needy feet. There are many, many things that you could be doing. Many, many things you could be doing. You could be holding me up in prayer. Hey, amen. Hey, you could be casting out devils. Hey, that's right, because you'll be showing the signs of them that believe. There are many things you could be doing. You could be reading your word. You could get your mind transformed. You could, hey, there's many, many things that the Christians could do, but they're not doing it because they're waiting for a more convenient time, they're waiting for a more convenient season, and they're waiting for what somebody has said a long time ago, that God is going to pour out his spirit. You know that the Father already done poured out his spirit. He poured it out on the day of Pentecost, and don't look for a more convenient season. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that it's time for us to get off our spiritual lazy butt and get out in the vineyard and do what thus said the Lord. So these ones that's been in there for a long time, they received a penny. And you know what they did? They did the same very thing that our father and the apostle Paul warned us not do, like the children of Israel did. They murmured against who? The goodman. They murmured against the Lord because of the pay that they received. Listen to verse 11.
And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour. And thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day.
Isn't that something? Borne the burden of the heat of the day. Now, many of you, do you know how work ethic works? Have you ever been out at any place and saw DOT? I'm using them as an example, Department of Transportation. You usually see one or two guys working and everybody else holding the signs and shovels and sitting in trucks and talking on radios. Do you understand? And while those one or two guys working, guess what? Everybody is still getting paid. And then because they think they've been out there that long period of time, you know, some of them been out there 20, 30 years. So they got the right to hold a shovel. They got a right to talk on the radio. They got a right to hold a sign and stuff. No, they ain't going to get down there and get into the labor of this. They're not going to get down and do all that, because you know what? That work is, that dirty work is reserved for somebody else. You know, the Father has never ever once never have he ever given us instruction to not get in this fight. He said, you fight the fight of faith. Lay a hold of eternal life. He said, the kingdom of heaven is suffering violence, and the violent take it by force. And you know what? The Christians are not doing that. But there's an army being raised up, a faithful army, in this time that of the end that we're in right now. And you know what? The Father's saying, go on and march on, Christian soldier. Go on and go in faith. Because you know what? There are going to be many standing by idly. They're going to be mocking you. There are going to be many standing by idly. They're going to be calling you all kind of fanatics. They're going to be calling you all kind of crazy folks. You're a fad. You're a cult. You this and you that. You know why? Because they're standing by murmuring and complaining, and they ain't doing nothing, and nothing ain't burning up. But I tell you what, the zeal of the Lord, let it eat you up, because we're in this last hour, and the clock is about to strike midnight, and it's time for us as Christians to do what the Bible says. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. Go out and heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, and cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely you give. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned. The Bible tells us, and it gives us the instructions of what we should do as the Christians in the last hour. So it's time for us to get hot. It's time for us to get fervent. It's time for us to sober and speak forth the words of truth and soberness in this time that we're living in. Because there's a whole world out there that's being run roughshod over by the enemy and the enemy forces. It's time for us to rage war like the Bible says in Revelation chapter 13. Because there's an enemy that come to rage war with the saints. And that's the only ones he's going to rage war with, is the ones who are actually coming against the kingdom of hell. You see, brothers and sisters, if we don't remove this murmuring and complaining spirit out of us, because we think we've been in this thing a long time and we ain't done nothing, I tell you what, let's listen to the rest of this story. Let's listen to the rest of this story. One more time. Verse 11 again. Listen.
And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. for many be called, but few chosen.
Well, brothers and sisters, I think that the Lord has basically just summed it all up. You see, if there ever was an example of people being passive, this was the story right here. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, don't let nobody fool you one way, shape, fashion, or form, or any way, shape, fashion, or form. We are in the time of the end, and there are souls at stake. There are people out there that need to hear this gospel of Jesus Christ. There are people out there that need to be saved, need to be healed, need to be delivered. And you know the only ones that got that power to do that is you, Christians. You are the only one that's been equipped by the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. Now, hear me out, brothers and sisters. This spirit of passivity, it is really a very deceptive and diabolical and damnable spirit, because it will not allow you to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Almighty Yahweh, to the fullest capacity. Let me tell you something about deception here for a minute. You see, deception has to do with the mind. And the way that deception comes is, that means that something has to be admitted to the spirit of the mind. And under the deception that whatever it is admitted to the mind is true. And since deception is based on ignorance and not the moral character of a Christian who is true and faithful all the way up to the knowledge that he has, the one thing that he needs to definitely keep it first and foremost in the spirit of his mind, that's all of us, brothers and sisters, is that there is always a chance for us to be deceived. You see, when you don't keep that type of a mindset, you don't watch. Your mind becomes passive, and you become arrogant. You become haughty. You become heady. You become prideful. And then the enemy ends up using that in the spirit of your mind against the word of God. It's amazing how diabolical and how wicked that this spirit is. So if there's a passivity of mind, then guess what? There's a passivity of conscience. There's a passivity of spirit. Let me show you another way that the enemy wars in our minds. And hey, almost every believer out there can truly admit that the only way that we as believers sin is when we receive something admitted to our mind and we don't do anything about it. You see, the Bible teaches us to cast down every thought and every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And a lot of times we allow the enemy to come to put things in our mind, and we just blow it off and let it go on by. And then the next thing you know, he comes back again later. And then it starts escalating. And what happens is, as soon as you allow it to enter into the spirit of your mind, because you was passive, because you was standing by idly, because you were barren, you decided to take a leisure siesta from the spiritual warfare, all of a sudden you find yourself snared and trapped and inundated. And next thing you know, your depression is on you, anxiety is on you, all types of fears up on you, because you didn't do what the Bible told you to do. Watch and be sober. And the Bible even instructs us how to be sober, brothers and sisters. It tells us to watch unto prayer. So as long as we allow these things to enter into our mind and we don't immediately war with them as soon as they enter in that gate right there, it's amazing. We're going to allow our minds and our spirits and our bodies to be turned over and to be servants of sin. So we better start doing something about this idle mind. We better start doing something about every thought that comes against our mind. We better cast it down like the word of God says for us to do. You see, this is spiritual. This is very, very spiritual right here, because our mind is just so idle today. Our mind is on the things of this world. Our mind, hey, we ain't even fruitful in our Christian walk, because the cares of this world, it actually chokes out the will of God in our life. It chokes out the way of the Lord in our life. It is amazing. This passive mind is going to damn many people. And many people think that they're actually serving the Lord because they call themselves surrendered to the Lord. And they are the ones that are going to be the ones deceived more than anybody, because they forgot that in their surrender to the Lord, and if they're not doing anything with this mind, bringing it into obedience, into the knowledge of Christ, like the Bible says, then you're going to be using that mind, and you're going to become very hypocritical in your service, and you think you're going to be serving the Lord, and you're actually going to be serving Satan. You know, that's what the Apostle Paul did. You know what I mean? I mean, because he thought for sure that he was serving God. He knew he was. That's the reason why, brothers and sisters, we have to do something about this idle mind. The Apostle Paul said, I speak forth the words of truth and soberness, and I lie not. I tell you what, our phone number here is area code 615-688-4277. That's area code 615-688-4277.